Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and I want to just read to you a few verses from Psalm 147. Just let these verses sink in as you listen to them. Think about the greatness of God. This is Psalm 147, starting at verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. How often do you think about that? How often do you take time to just be still and know that our God is God? To really think about what it means that he's God, that as God, he upholds everything. He sustains the universe. He keeps it running. He keeps it moving. And thus, the greatness of the heavens and the greatness of nature, all of this brings us back to the power of our God. And so the psalmist even says, he determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Think about that kind of power. Think about that kind of knowledge. Our God is infinite. And yet, in that infinity, in that greatness, the psalmist says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Now, I mean, remember, if our God is infinite, these lives that we live, these 80, 90 years, that span of time is insignificant. And so, yes, he heals the brokenhearted, he binds up their wounds, but I think ultimately, really, what we're thinking about here is, here's the greatness of our God, and his greatness is in numbering the stars and knowing all their names, but in addition to that, his greatness is in looking on us and looking beyond what we see today. And not just God looking beyond that, right? God looking into our future and seeing who we're going to be and shaping us to be that person, binding us up. But ultimately, God taking our thoughts and bringing us to this point at which we can look beyond today and beyond this life. Our God is a God of infinite power. Our God is a God of strength. Our God is a God of might who can conquer death. And we see that and we think about that when we think about how he knows all the stars by name. That reminds us that the God that we worship is so much bigger than us. So much beyond our lives. So much beyond these few years we have. You know, this idea of numbering the stars shows up in another passage. It's in Isaiah chapter 40. And in Isaiah 40, in fact, God says the same thing with the same idea. Just listen to this. Isaiah 40 says, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing." So God here is talking to Israel and he says, look at the stars and think about my greatness. And what should that make them think about in turn? Well, he goes on to say, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God." And so God says, how can you look at those stars and think, oh, God doesn't know me. God doesn't know what I'm thinking. God doesn't know what I'm doing. And so he goes on to say, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's what our God can do. And that's what our God will do. Because our God knows the number of the stars. And not only does he know their number, he knows their names. Because he's a God without limits. He's a God who isn't daunted by those obstacles that seem so insurmountable. He is a God who can conquer the greatest enemy. And he has. And because of that victory, one day, though youths shall faint and be weary, and though young men will fall exhausted, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary. And they'll walk and not faint. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.